At one time, Mirwais Ali helped younger kids at a Madison community center, but not by 1998, when at age 20 he got caught selling marijuana. Because of that, an immigration judge in Chicago ordered him deported back to Afghanistan, where he doesn't speak the language and knows no family members. His lawyer, Tahir Kemeli, argues the guy deserves a second chance.
How many people do you know at age 20 who are Americans and who make mistakes left and right, and they are allowed to stay here? Granted, that's their country. Absolutely, they have a right to stay here because this is the only land they know. That is exactly our argument about Mr. Ali.
Kemeli says his client already paid his debt to society by going on probation, and so deporting him is basically just punishing him harshly for never getting around to becoming a citizen. But Russ Bergeron of the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service says the law lets the government deport people, even who came to the country young. And usually, he says, the Immigration Service pushes for the full extent of the law.
Unless there are extreme mitigating circumstances, an individual convicted of a crime that is considered an aggravated felony under immigration law, for example, selling drugs on the streets of the United States, will be placed in removal proceedings.
Bergeron says immigrants who break the law are violating the trust of the American people, and it's their own fault they're deported. Ali's appeal is based on one of the few extenuating circumstances the law does specifically recognize. His lawyer says he'd likely be tortured in Afghanistan. Kemeli says the United Nations has asked refugees not to be returned to Afghanistan yet, and he says different groups there might suspect Ali of being either a traitor or a spy. The first judge didn't buy that argument, however. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.